the 65th mayor of Toronto. Here is his worship.
That's right.
John Tory.
First time I've had any respect from you, Bob. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm quivering.
Even when you were writing his check, John.
No, he never acknowledged that. Actually, he treated me with great respect when I was the volunteer commissioner of the CFL.
No, I did not, Tory. I did not.
No, he did. Oh, you see, you don't want to be accused of treating anybody with respect.
Oh, that's because he wanted the Las Vegas franchise, John.
He wanted it personally.
Yeah, that's right.
I kept running into Tory in the hallways of television studios, and he'd start talking about the CFL and say, "Are you still commissioner? Are you still getting a buck a year?" And they didn't even pay you the buck, did they?
That's exactly right. Back to Las Vegas, you know, John, he wanted that franchise because he heard how easy it was to get away with what Nick Mullety, the guy that owned it, did. Was he told me at the beginning of the season,
all nine
home games will be sold out. And then I showed up at the first game and there were 4,000 people there and it was 99 degrees.
Oh, that was Mullety told you that, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's
absolutely
funny.
He was anyway, a crook.
Wasn't that Sam Houston Stadium?
Yeah, no, was that the...
That's what they call it now.
I try to put these bad memories out of my mind. But look, we got to have a little re-education of Mr. McCowan here. I mean, what was this pessimistic stuff I just heard being uttered out of your lips?
Bob? Well, I'm just hard. I'll be rooting like crazy for the Blue Jays. I Beast and I have been friends for 40 years. I love the manager. I like the team. I like the players. You know, Rogers owns the franchise.
What? When did that happen?
You know, there's all kinds of stuff. But I don't know. I just have a bad feeling that if I pick them, Tory, that something bad will happen.
That's fine. I get that part. I mean, because you can feel a little queasy about that. Now,
I did talk
about the importance of starting pitching, and I think we've solidified our situation there, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we're right there. I mean, I assume Stroman will be every bit as good in the postseason as he was in these four games. But he's a 24-year-old with no experience in the postseason.
Yep.
And you and I have been around long enough, the three of us have been around long enough, to know that sometimes, guys get caught up in the postseason and they can't perform the way they did in the regular season. And I don't know if Stroman's going to be one of those guys or not, but give me veterans who have been there before, I'll take them. And Price has had a less than stellar record in the postseason. Let's not forget.
That part is true, but he's going to rally this time.
It's lovely to have you on, Mr. Mayor. And, Your Worship.
Your Worship, come on,
yes.
I'll get it right.
Where were you last week? I wanted to talk to you when you made that. I think the key move of your entire time as mayor of the city when you said no to the damn Olympics. Congratulations, by the way.
Well, I would have come on and talked to you about that happily, but I don't know how we didn't get that organized. I thought you were on holidays, but
no, I was here, and your staff said you weren't going to do any media.
Oh, that's it. You know what? It's true. I didn't do any the day after just because, I don't know, we let the words speak for themselves. But you know what? I just came to the conclusion that not now, and you know, it's not to say not ever, but also, I mean, the reality of it is we were so far behind in terms of nobody had been spending the last 2 years pouring their heart and soul into putting a bid together. So, you know, we were in a situation where we're starting into this way after Paris and Rome and L.A., even L.A. came in late, but they've been doing the work to compete for the U.S., you know, right to be the U.S. city. And so I also didn't want to go into a contest we weren't going to win. And if we're going to have the Olympics sometime or bid on them, I want to win. There's no point in spending $50 million in a couple of years of your life to lose.
Agreed.
So anyway,
for
now.
And timing is that it's supposed to be in Europe. That's a European year.
Well, that's the other thing, you know, and I asked the questions, even of Thomas Back, I asked him, you know, straight up. I just said, look, I mean, is this rotation thing to be taken for real? And he said, well, no, not really, but you can't completely discount it. So I'm kind of going, well, what am I supposed to make of that? And he's a very straight-up man. I mean, he really is. I think he wants to reform the process of bidding, but, you know, he couldn't tell me it wasn't a factor. And so as a result, I had to believe that meant that, you know, Paris was, you know, in a more favorable position than us, even if we were the North American, you know, pick. And that's not a sealed deal either. I mean, L.A. is going to have a pretty formidable bid because they can use some of their old facilities. Anyway, we've done that for now, and I think most people seem content with the decision. Now that I know my friend McCowan's content with it, I know that I please just about everybody.
Way to go, John.
Just the fact that since your announcement, there has not been one utterance that it's a mistake.
Not a peep.
Tells you that it's the right decision.
Happy. I think
100% right.
And it's hard in this business because there's always people. And look, I would be excited to have the Olympics here, but I just think you have to be ready. You have to be passionate about it. You have to be prepared. And it has to be your time. And I just wasn't convinced all that was going on. And we have other things to do.
What's on your social agenda? You going to the hockey game tonight?
I am going to the hockey game tonight because I think as the mayor I have to be there to cheer the Leafs on. And look, I'm kind of like you about the Blue Jays. I'm going to cheer for them. But I'm a realist, and coaching makes a difference. But he's got to coach players that he's got, and so. But look. I referred yesterday when I was talking at the Raising the Blue Jays flag at City Hall, and I said, we have a curious and a misunderstood championship strategy in the city where we win because we've won 13 Stanley Cups, and then we lie low for quite a while and sort of get them just where we want them. And same with the baseball. 22 years, we've got them just where we want them. Now we're going to sneak up and win. But I hope the Leafs will be better this year. We'll have to see. But there are boys, so you got to cheer them on anyway.
Oh, no, we will. And they have a real chance here. They're good enough. I just don't know. Look, I want to take advantage of our friendship, perhaps, and make a suggestion to you. And I hope this is not inappropriate. But Paul Beeson will retire in a month from now, or less than a month from now. I don't know what is the protocol at City Hall for honoring people who live in the city and have given to the city. But if I can take the opportunity to nominate Mr. Beeston for whatever nomination or award that might be appropriate, I'd like to do that.
Well, I will tell you, yesterday I referred to him when I was raising the flag as a Toronto treasure, and so that should give you some idea that my thoughts are the same way. And again, I don't want to get on with doing any of that until, all is said and done.
I understand.
And hopefully November the 4th, I think, is the last day that could be the last game that we win. So stay tuned, because I agree with you. I mean, there's a guy who hasn't only been good at his job, when it's been the Blue Jays or at Major League Baseball, but he's been a good citizen. Like, mm-hmm. He's stepped up more times to do stuff for the city. And, you want to make sure that he retires from that job in the best way that he can. So.
Good. I will leave.
Received, Mr. McCowan.
I will leave it at that, and I will trust your judgment on what happens next.
So I'm just looking at the calendar, John. You've had the Pan American Games. You're going to have baseball playoffs. You got the NBA All Star Game in Toronto next year. You got the Grey Cup. You got the World Cup of Hockey.
Yep.
I mean, how do you have time to govern when you just all these social events to go to? That's what I want.
I work a long day. I mean, I'm serious about that. But you know what? I said on the TV the other day when we were announcing the Grey Cup in Toronto that, this cements our reputation as the sports capital of Canada. I said all the other cities will take issue with that. But what a great year it is going to be next year, 16. It's going to be fantastic.
You have one more event to get. You know that.
Which one are you talking about?
Well, I'm suggesting on November 28th, the Grey Cup, and they put those extra stands in, the extra grandstand at BMO Field. They leave them in, and 6 weeks later, on January 1st, 2017, you play the Winter Classic.
Oh, yeah, no, stay tuned for that, too, because it's the 100th anniversary of the Leafs, of course, that year.
Yes.
It's the 150th anniversary of Canada.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's on my mind, and I've had some conversations with the MLSE people about that. I've said before, we're going to be applying for it, and it's just a matter of, I think that is the right year to have it. When this franchise is 100 years old, and I think is the most storied franchise in hockey, there'd be a few dispute that, but, so yes, message received on that. I'm going by a guy in front of the Rogers Centre here wearing a Montreal Canadiens jersey. Why would anybody wear one of those?
Maybe it's a member of the Montreal Canadiens.
It's a good point. It could be the only possible explanation.
Nothing would be funnier than seeing an actual NHL hockey player wearing his jersey out on the street, but you never know.
Nobody was assaulting him. Anyway, gentlemen, we will live with a great spirit of optimism about tonight and about tomorrow and about Friday and all the days thereafter through to November the 4th, and then on from there.
Mr. Torrey, Gary Bettman's joining us in about an hour from now, so I'll put in the good word for Toronto.
Yeah, put in the application. If you want to put it in and then just
tell
them. No, you know what? Knowing how Bob and Gary think of each other, I think maybe you should.
No. We get along now. It's all good.
Really?
I don't know. We'll find
John,
out.
John, I think...
I have to go to New York to actually appear in front of him to say we want it, and I'm more than happy to do that at the appropriate time.
I would recommend that you do it, not Bob.
Let me know if you need a wingman, Mr. Mayor.
Crowd is assembling. I'm just driving by the Air Canada Center.
Hold
crowd
on.
Is assembling. I'll,
hopefully you're a passenger.
I am a passenger.
Okay, good.
Attaboy.
Just checking. Just checking.
Thank you, John.
All the best. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye. His worship, the 65th mayor of Toronto,
I wish
John
he had
Torrey.
Some energy.